Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you did with us. You hung out with us because our good friend Bill Brandt is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is president and founder of Development Specialists Incorporated. He's the guy who helps. He's a problem solver, basically, ladies and gentlemen. He's a guy who helps companies who are having difficulty, or their stakeholders who have a stake in the company who are having difficulty. He helps them maximize their investment, and he goes in and does his hocus pocus abracadabra magic and plus all the fundamentals he knows, and he solves those problems. And he's here to talk to us about what he sees is going on in the economy. And a little bit later on, we're going to talk a little politics. Bill Brandt, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim. Good morning, as always, and happy Friday to you.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, as always. Bill, give us a tour, as you always do so well. Give us your tour of the economy, and because I know you're a global businessman, you've got a global perspective, so be sure to include those.
Well, I was just actually about 10 days ago in both Delhi, India, and Kathmandu, Nepal, where I can report to you that this recession or depression, depending on how you define it, is truly global. Things are bad, Jim, obviously.
And it hasn't been like this since the depression. It hasn't. I mean, it hasn't been this global since the impact of the depression, has it?
Two answers to that. One, kind of, but not entirely. There was a similar downturn in the early 80s, as you recall.
But that wasn't as global as this one, was it? I was there.
I know you were. You're an old guy like me. But it wasn't as global as this one because the world was a different place. It was bipolar with a substantial amount of government-run economies. So
the
spread of this one has more to do with the fact that actually people bought into our message and it's more a capitalistic world.
Right.
But for those countries that were affected in the 80s, we're right at that point and probably exceeding it now. And then the next benchmark after that would be what you call the Great Depression. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're well on our way. And a couple of things about this, Jim. It is bad. It is not a hockey stick recovery. In other words, people are not going to be walking around with sunny dispositions in June and July saying, boy, am I glad that was over. Folks, this is going to be around for 3-4 years. There are trailing indicators that indicate that by about the time the next presidential election goes, I suspect the economy will still be possibly the number one issue. There may be other intervening crises, but the economy will provide an
underlying
concern.
You're not saying that we're going to be in negative GDP for 3 or 4 years, though, are you?
I don't know that we're going to be in negative GDP, but what I think is going to happen is this sort of unspoken expectation that as soon as we turn the corner, things like on a Pollyanna basis are going to bounce right up.
Right.
Not going to happen. It's going to be a long, slow slug out of this, and we are primed for a real bout of inflation towards the end of it, right around 2000.
Which could derail whatever positive steps we take.
Well, I think a lot of people, if they think back on the past 30 or 40 years, one of the times that shuddered them most, I mean, I talk about the recession in the 80s, and people have a dim recollection of that.
Yep.
But, you know, what they do remember, Jim, was the last couple of years of inflation in the Carter years.
Stagflation.
Yeah, and 22% prime rates and stuff. I mean, that is not implausible, and that's a major concern. So we are heading down a very treacherous road. A lot of correct decisions have to be made to make this go right. And so far, I would think the judgment on what's happened is decidedly mixed.
Yeah, I think the jury's out on what's going on. I do think, though, that you're right. I think, and I started talking about this months ago when I saw the money that was being thrown at this challenge we have. It is not possible. I mean, just like when a doctor over medicates a patient to get rid of one thing, they already know they're creating a side effect that they're going to have to deal with later on, and just like that, we already know that this medication we're taking right now in our economy, there is going to be the inflation side effect.
Yeah, I don't want to overstate the issue, but a lot of what is being done now is designed, the over-medication, as you call it, is really designed to pump up the confidence of the American consumer, the American taxpayer. The truth of the matter is not much of what is being done now has any effect on now.
Right.
Some of it does. Most of it is public relations, because the small bounces that people are seeing in the economy and the hopeful signs now are just really the net effect of market forces, which were doomed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're getting near the bottom of the housing market. Housing is getting affordable for some people. All that is happening regardless of what Washington does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to get interesting, but I think for your listeners' purposes, we got a long way to go.
Yeah, I think that's a sobering point that you're making, Bill. But and you might be a little over on that. I mean, who knows whether it's going to be 4 years or 2.5 or 3.25? But I agree with you, folks. We're not going to turn around this year for sure. Stand by, 22. Right back after these messages. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out my blog when you get a chance. My new blog post is on marketing in a recession. What should you do? How far should you go? How much should you cut? Where should you turn? And I think you'll find some interesting stuff there. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Bill Brandt has deposited with us over the years. I encourage you to go back and look at that, too. Bill is our good friend and president of Development Specialists Incorporated. Bill, you just gave us a tour, a sobering, but I think pretty thoughtful and probably accurate perspective on where the economy is going. And I think what I hope that you think is that even though we're going to be dealing with this for a couple of three, maybe four more years, that you're saying though that maybe in 2 years we're not still going to be languishing where we are. We're just not going to be we're just going to be paying it more attention to smaller increments of improvement. Is that what you're saying?
In a way, a couple of things. First of all, it wasn't so long ago, Jim, that we and your listeners thought the good times would never end.
Yeah.
And they did. All right. Now, here we are mired in this issue, and a lot of people are thinking the bad times are never going to end. Well, they do. I mean, mm-hmm. there's a lot of things that Congress can do. You and I debate this all the time. But one thing Congress can't do is repeal the laws of economics. For every boom, there's a bust. If there's a bigger boom, there's a bigger bust. And here we are. The truth of the matter is nobody can call the end or the bottom. Only a fool can do that. You
right.
find out after the fact. You
right.
and I are discussing when the turnaround will begin. Mark Zandi and I just did a panel in Washington. He's the economist for Moody's, who's much quoted these days. And he
right.
forecasts that the bottom is, and the turnaround begins in the fourth quarter of 2009. I think maybe the second quarter of 2010. We won't know
right.
until long after
right.
the fact.
And the thing is the things that you both of you base those on, some of those things could change and make everything
yeah.
different.
Yeah, I mean, there was this little bump in bank earnings the first quarter, and now it looks like they've sort of been sobered up again. But the long and the short of it is we're probably a year, 9 months to a year from the bottom. It might happen sooner in retrospect, and that would be great, but that's not an unreasonable forecast.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens after the bottom? Do things bounce right up like you jump out of bed on a great Saturday morning? No, it's going to be a long, slow slug. We've got a lot of assets to deal with, a lot of subprime housing that's been built that has to be absorbed. It's going to take a long time. Many of your business owners are talking about, as you say, what do you do about marketing? You always need to talk about cutting costs to rein in, but you can't cut your way to profitability. You have to think about growth, and you have to think about the fact that demand right now is what's causing a lot of this, or lack of demand. And there's not a lot they can do about this except hunker down and wait.
One of the big things that I think that small business owners have to deal with right now is, how do I manage my business? Do I manage it for failure? Do I manage it for anticipating success? It's a fine line between how far to go to cut to the point where I'm no longer being hopeful about the future, but I'm really just kind of trying to prepare for the worst.
You know, the real thing that's needed here, Jim, is a dose of realism. A lot of your business owners at this point, some are going to make it, and many will not. And that's just the sad story of American capitalism.
Yep.
But the real important thing is many people have invested a lot of their personal assets in their business and have a chance right now, or stand on the precipice, if you will, of being asked to invest even more in order to keep it viable.
That's right.
And that is a Rubicon, a threshold you cross only carefully. And if there was ever a time to go seek out a second or third pair of eyes with your banker, your accountant, your lawyer, you know, with what you and I have just talked about, assume that you have to plan for the worst for another year, and the real issue is, can you do it? Do you really want to leverage the rest of whatever other assets you have in the hopes of making it through this, or should you not get a realistic look? Many will make it, but you do deserve the opportunity to go get a realistic look.
One of my mentors once said something to me one time that I've never forgotten, and it's absolutely apropos for right now. I was working on a project once, and I was having some trouble with it, and I couldn't decide whether to keep going on it or not, keep investing time into it. And I went to see him, and I asked his advice. I was working; he was my boss, and he owned the company. And I said, "Hey, boss, here's what I got. What do you think?" He said, "Well, let me tell you something, Jim." He said, "Here's what you got to ask yourself: do you have a fighting chance, or just a chance to fight?"
All true. And I had a similar mentor who once told me three things have to be present. You have to like what you're doing, you have to have fun at it and want to do it, and you have to make money. If any one of those three legs of that stool are missing, you got to rethink where you are.
Yep, that's right.
And
hey,
for many of the folks in your audience right now, some of those legs are getting wobbly.
You said a minute ago we got to make sure that Congress doesn't try to monkey with the laws of economics.
I'm concerned about
repealing the laws of capitalism, and I think that may have been some of what's already been done. What do you think? Is capitalism? This is a serious question, Bill. Is capitalism in jeopardy?
No. Capitalism is not in jeopardy. I will tell you, I told you this story in previous interviews. John Kerry and I, the senator from Massachusetts, walked out of a meeting in 1996 on another matter. And John, trying to be nice to me because he knows I'm in the financial business, said, "Hey, isn't it great? You know, I just helped repeal Glass-Steagall, you know, the difference, which separated commercial and investment banking since the Great Depression." And I said, "John, you've made me wealthy. Not today. But I call that inventory dating. You know, and I know in 8 to 10 years this is going to lead, because you have no regulatory scheme to replace this."
And do you think that's one of the main reasons that this happened?
I think a lot of people are. You notice how prickly Clinton is and the others about the Glass-Steagall.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
exactly.
It is one of, you know, I'm not concerned about its repeal. I'm concerned about the fact that there was no follow-on regulation as to what came next.
Nothing replaced it, and it was there for a reason at one point in time.
Yes.
They didn't put something in new. Stand by, Bill. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bill. We're going to get into a little politics. We'll see what he thinks about how our president and our Congress are doing these days. Tintel, stay with us.
To my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Little Stevie Nicks bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Bill Brandt is our guest. DSI, Development Specialist Incorporated, is the name of his business. Is that DSI.net? Is that right, Bill?
No, it's DSI.biz, B-I-Z.
Oh, .biz, that's right. I knew it wasn't .com. DSI.biz, B-I-Z, and they can some outstanding articles that Bill and his folks have written. Lots of important stuff there. Bill, tell the audience what you do.
Well, we're in corporate restructuring, and we've been there for about 35 years. If you look at us like company doctors, but when people have enterprise problems, if you will, we come in, we either diagnose them and help them get better, or in some cases we, as I said earlier in your broadcast, have to be the deliverer of bad news to say the dog isn't going to hunt, and we need to think of a soft way to bring this down.
How many folks you got working with you?
We've got about 75 in offices, you know, in all the major cities, L.A., Chicago, Miami, New York, you know, the usual places in London. And so it's been we're always busy, Jim. I, as I told you as we started the program, however, during the current environment, our concept of marketing has been reduced to answering the phone. You know, my mom once asked me years ago.
Just get out of the way.
Yeah, my mom once asked me years ago, what are you going to do when people, you know, when the good times happen? And what we've discovered is, a la Bernie Madoff and Dreyer, there's more to steal in the good times, so we're busy also. So.
Exactly. Hey, Bill, talk to us. Let's talk a little politics. How's President Obama doing so far?
Well, I got to give him an A for leadership. I mean, you may not like what he's doing, but he is out there doing.
Give me an example. Give me an example of leadership.
Everything from the G20 summit to the various proposals on a variety of issues.
Yeah.
From the children's health care, he's doing it. He's in a whirlwind. I like the fact that he thinks they all think they know what they're doing, and they have a plan, and and they're sticking to it. Now, if you asked me on a policy-by-policy basis, and here I'll concede my point to you, am I absolutely in love and have great ardor for a lot of their policies? The answer is no. I think some of the stuff they're doing and some of the money they're throwing around like a drunken sailor is a little over the top and probably not going to have much effect now.
Isn't that an example, though, of inexperience and not really understanding how the economy works?
No, I don't think so. I would differ. I think there are two or three different schools of thought. Jim, you got Larry Summers and these guys who've done, these are not small-time hitters.
Right.
They are convinced this is the way, and this is one strong, strong theoretical economic position that they are taking. To the contrary, I mean, this, to some extent, it continues what the Bush people were doing with Hank Paulson.
Mm-hmm.
My
right.
fear is that this theory is enraptures Wall Street and doesn't do a lot for Main Street.
Right.
And that's my problem.
That's the problem I've got. Is this? There's virtually nothing has been done to help Main Street.
No, we have a distinctively New York financier outlook.
That's right.
Which means that the rest of us, west of the Hudson, are pretty much rubes.
We get the hindmost.
I mean, I know that's your case. In my case, I thought I was pretty well educated, so.
Yeah.
But, that's beginning. The way they're treating the auto companies versus the way they're treating the banks, there's just a number of things they're doing that give one pause and appear to sow the seeds of longer-term.
Well, risk. Just like, and I wrote about this recently, Bill, we've lost about 4 million jobs in the last year or so, and over half of those are small business jobs.
Yeah.
And nothing's been done to help small businesses to stop that bleeding, but yet they're spending billions on saving 250,000 auto jobs.
Well, and one of the things that bothers me as well is they basically propped up the banks and sort of softened the dose of castor oil on the singular theory that, almost like an inducement, we'll give you this dough and we want you to turn on the spigot and get money to the hands of businesses that need it. And the
right.
banks took the money and didn't do that.
They kept it, they hoarded it, or they used it to buy more banks.
Yeah, I'm
and refused to tell us where they put it.
The my good friend, and I really mean this, Liz Warren and I have been friends for many years. She's doing a bang-up job on the Congressional TARP Oversight Committee just saying, where did it go and when did it go?
Right.
And they're not giving her an answer. But we all know it did not trickle down to where it was supposed to go. And I'm just astounded
right.
at the lack of government funding.
I am, too. And that's a pox on the Bush and the Obama houses. Bill, before we go, we got 1 minute. I'm concerned that we might be entering another period of naivete with regard to foreign policy. What do you think?
No, I think it's the other way around. I think, frankly, Eisenhower was right, Jim. You can't fight a 3- or 4-front war. I think at some point we've got to lower the temperature on a lot of these issues.
But some of these people, Bill, see that as weakness. They don't see that as a reason to negotiate.
Jim, the simple fact of the matter is what they see as the process starts doesn't much matter. It's what happens as the process delivers. And I had the same argument, in theory years ago about the Panama Canal and its turnover, and I'm sure you were firmly against it. The fact of the matter is 30 years on, it looks like the right thing to do. So it's difficult to judge policy moves
Panama Canal wasn't going to blow up on us, though. That's the only thing that concerns me.
Well, there were a lot of people who thought it might strangle trade and other things. I mean, there are things that get done that I think have a longer term good effect. It's too early to call.
I'm going to defer to you your last thought there, Bill. Hey, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.